It's a real opportunity for us and the community to say thank you and congratulations to the blood donors who've helped to save so many lives over the last year. This year we're going to be celebrating our milestone donors, so people who've reached a milestone over the last year. And we've got a range of people, from sort of people who've made their 50th donation.
Wow.
To up to 350 donations.
Incredible.
And we've got one gentleman who's reached his retirement age. So he has retired, his blood donation retirement, on 198, not out.
Oh,
so we thought that was a pretty impressive effort. So, we'll be having a group of people together for a bit of a party in Gladstone and in Rocky this week. But yeah, over the course of the last year, we've had 5,000 donors through in CQ and Gladstone and Rocky, which is pretty impressive. And between them, they have made 17,000 donations.
Oh, fantastic. So 5,000 people sharing the load of 17,000 donations. So, Barry, I'm trying to do the maths in my head. Is that roughly where we need to be?
It is, yeah. It's there or thereabouts. So we are really lucky that we've got those 5,000 people come through, and a lot of them come through very regularly. So some people literally every 2 weeks to make their donation. But, you know, National Blood Donor Week is an opportunity to say thank you to them. And a lot of them would also tell me it's an opportunity to encourage others to donate, to share the load. So, you know, if one of those people is sick and misses a couple of donations, a couple of weeks with a cold or a flu or whatever, that can actually have a big impact on the number of donations that we have over the course of a year. So, yeah, the number of donors we need does not go down, basically. It's always on the rise. Because patient demand is always on the rise.
Absolutely. I was actually looking at some statistics myself. Around 500,000 Australians donate every year, so 5,000 from central Queensland, but Australia-wide, which, you know, in a population of 25 million people, and obviously there's a huge slice of that population unavailable to donate, but still those numbers could be lifted a fair bit, couldn't they?
Yes, indeed. We reckon probably roughly half the population is probably eligible to donate on any given day. So, yeah, 500,000 or 500,000 out of 12 million, there's a few more opportunities there, I would suggest. So, yeah, I mean, as you said, those 500,000 people are amazing, but if we can try and share the load a little bit, it'll make a big difference to them and to patients at the end of the day.
Absolutely. All right, so if someone wants to use National Blood Donor Week as a chance to start donating, what do they do?
The best thing to do is to visit our website, which is donateblood.com.au. You'll find lots of information on there about how to donate, who can donate, when you can donate. And you can also make an appointment live on the system. Get in touch with us that way. Or alternatively, you could give us a call on 13 14 95 and do exactly the same thing and start your journey to becoming a bloody legend, as we're saying this week.